This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Now Decatur.com.
This is Schuyler with your stories now. There's feedback from all sides in the aftermath of a sweeping measure bringing reforms to the state system of justice. The ACLU of Illinois praised the measure. It says holds police accountable. The coalition of law enforcement groups said the, quote, criminal favoring legislation should be vetoed by Governor J.B. Pritzker. Pritzker has signaled he will sign the expansive bill. New Illinois House Speaker Chris Welch promises to work across party lines to accomplish shared goals. Welch, a Democrat from Hillside, is the first black speaker and the first speaker since House Speaker Michael Madigan, who held the post for all but 2 years since 1983. House Minority Leader Jim Durkin retained his position, and now he is the longest-serving legislative leader in Illinois. Nearly 97,000 Illinoisans filed for initial unemployment claims last week than the week before. The U.S. Department of Labor reports that's more than 51,000 more than filed the week before. Illinois now has 362,000 insured unemployed individuals, an increase from 330,000 from the week before. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
He says he'll get more vaccines into more arms. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The vaccine rollout in the United States has been a dismal failure thus far.
So President-elect Biden will put someone new in charge, naming former FDA Commissioner David Kessler as chief science officer to oversee coronavirus vaccinations. And Biden wants more funding for COVID tests and vaccines and a new financial relief package. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live at the White House.
Dave, President-elect Joe Biden proposing a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The America Rescue Plan includes higher $400 a week unemployment benefits through September. The president-elect also calling for an additional $1,400 in stimulus money for many Americans.
The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough. We just have to choose between paying rent and putting food on the table.
The package also calls for a $15 minimum wage, $350 billion in state and local aid, protection from evictions and foreclosures through September, and $170 billion for public schools and colleges. Dave?
Rachel, President-elect Biden's also going to nominate the head of New York Emergency Management, Deanne Criswell, to be the next FEMA administrator. Vice President Pence went to FEMA headquarters yesterday.
We are committed to an orderly transition and to a safe inauguration. And the American people deserve nothing less.
He will attend Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday. President Trump will not. He's planning to leave the White House that morning and head to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. 21,000 National Guard troops are helping secure the nation's capital. There are armed checkpoints, streets blocked off by trucks.
We're monitoring all incoming leads, whether they're calls for armed protests, potential threats that grow out of the January 6th breach of the Capitol.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says they made over 100 arrests since that attack. And the U.S. is planning new sanctions on Iran, which has been ramping up nuclear activity amid a Trump administration financial push. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Anthony Imparato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to HenryUSA.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you, and God bless America.
We are going to hit another dismal milestone today in this pandemic. 2 million coronavirus deaths worldwide. We're now just about 3,000 shy of that. The U.S. has more of those victims than any other country, nearly 20%, and we lead the world in COVID cases, over 23 million. 1 year ago, the first patient arrived here.
By this time last year, U.S. officials had heard of a strange virus running rampant in the city of Wuhan in China, giving people respiratory disease. On January 15th, an American flew home from Wuhan to Washington State, just before U.S. authorities started looking for sick travelers.
On January 17th, we began enhanced screening of travelers from Wuhan at 3 U.S. airports that received significant numbers of travelers from that city.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, speaking Thursday to the Heritage Foundation, 2 days later, on the 19th, this traveler sought medical care. Evan Brown, Fox News.
There's another empty cell on federal death row in Indiana, and another will be vacated today.
Convicted killer Corey Johnson was lethally injected at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. He'd been convicted for his involvement in a 1992 Richmond crime spree that left 11 people dead. In his final statement, saying he was sorry for his crimes and at peace. Friday, the government plans to execute Dustin Higgs, ordering the murder of three young women in Maryland. A judge had earlier stayed both men's executions because they were recovering from COVID-19, but the federal appeals court lifted the stays and the Supreme Court declined to hear the appeals. Higgs is the last federal inmate scheduled for execution. President-elect Biden has pledged to end the use of the federal death penalty. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
We just got an update on inflation, rising 0.3% on a wholesale level last month because of the big surge in energy costs, the biggest since the summer. On Wall Street, stocks could fall down, futures down about 200 points into the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got up to maybe an inch of snow, mainly this afternoon from 11 to 4. It'll be cloudy with a high of 34. And tonight, there's a 40% chance of snow, cloudy again with a low of 27. For Saturday, chance of snow flurries throughout the day and evening, cloudy with a high near 34. And Sunday, more flurries, more clouds, and a high just over 30. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 34 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers and Company. We're live on this snowy morning. We got a lot to get to, including what is very hopeful to me, an announcement about a band coming to the Devon Amphitheater. Company starts now.
Byers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. You know, we've been talking about music a little bit this morning, and particularly drive songs. This happened sort of spontaneously. You mentioned you were playing from a playlist.
Yep, it was the classic road trip songs.
Road trip.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I sort of decided to divide the road trip into two kind of categories. Mm-hmm. The road trip could be on your way to work. When I lived in downtown Decatur for all those years, my road trip was like about a half a song.
Yeah, right. Right. It's not much of a trip in Decatur anywhere you're going.
No, but it was like a 2.5 block trip. But it was important. I wanted that song, right? I remember first getting on Twitter, you know, all those years ago, and I would just, my drive-in song, I would literally just sort of put that out on Twitter. And there was like a feel to the start of your day.
Right. Let me ask you this. Sometimes I find myself in talk radio. If somebody's having a conversation that I want to hear, I'll finish it in my driveway or go around the block. Would you do the same thing for music?
Yes. The ultimate compliment when you do what we do for a living is someone saying, I sat in the parking lot at work in my car for another 11 minutes to listen to the end of X, Y, or Z.
Yep.
And, you know, sure, we've all, you don't have to do that now, because your phone is plugged into your dashboard. You unplug your phone, you walk with it, you can continue the conversation without interruption today more than ever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wonder, like, because music, I'm more likely to just turn a song off and walk in the house. I mean, I would have to really be in the zone to sit in my car and listen to a song.
I think that all of that has changed over the years in a lot of ways because, you know, you've heard the song before, you'll hear it again, you can play it again. Mm-hmm. And the same with the conversation. I can go back to the podcast. I can go back, you know, so a lot of that has shifted just sort of with the technology. But if you have something that's compelling, yes, people pausing what they're trying to do. And then now with fewer people, you know, than ever actually driving to work, it's a whole different story as well. So that moves and shifts every day. But there was a press release sent out yesterday that was embargoed until 8 a.m. this morning. But they have scheduled the first show at the Devon Amphitheater in hopes that we're able to do this. And I think you have to continue to be optimistic about that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I got my invoice yesterday for my football tickets. I mean, we've got to start planning for the months ahead because now it's a reasonable possible expectation at this point.
All right, so there is a return appearance of what is one of the best shows you will see in your life, Kool and the Gang, on May 22nd at the Devon Amphitheater, which is pretty amazing. Tickets are on sale February 12th at devonamphitheater.com. And I will give you the short and the long of the story of Kool and the Gang and Decatur.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, and I'm going to put one sentence in front of it. This is one of those cases of back by popular demand actually fits the billing, I think.
It does, and I'm going to give you the strange coincidence, and that's exactly what it is, which a lot of life is that. It doesn't happen because of some preordained thing. It just sort of I got invited by my good friend Pete Paulin, along with Jimmy Peck, and we went to see Van Halen. I talked about this the morning after Eddie Van Halen had died in St. Louis at whatever that place that the blues play. I don't recall the name.
Yeah, I don't know what it is currently. It's been like the Savas Center and all sorts of
different. Yeah, whatever. And so That night, the opening band for Van Halen was Kool and the Gang. And on the surface, other than a timeline, it didn't really make any sense to me, musically.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, they were both from a time.
Right.
But that was about it. It didn't seem natural to me that Kool and the Gang and Van Halen would be sort of the same audience draw. Although, I liked both.
Sure. Right.
But I remember coming away from that show being absolutely blown away. Van Halen was what I thought it would be.
Right.
Kool and the Gang was much better than I thought it would be. Because we tend to sort of think of like the Celebrate song, right? Mm-hmm. But their musical library is so extensive and so good, and they are such a huge presence. I mean, there were two drummers, and I mean, you know, the musical, the instrumentation, the performance was spectacular. Okay, we flash forward, and I was involved. The Decatur Celebration people came to us, when I say us, Kevin and I, and said, we're coming up on the 30th anniversary of the Decatur Celebration. And they wanted us to approach ADM to see if we could get a larger than usual, and I mean much larger than usual, sponsorship from ADM to celebrate that 30th anniversary and really blow it out of the water. And I remember having the initial conversations with, at that time it was Lori and I believe Amber Kaler and other people that were involved on the board. And through these conversations, I shared this story about Kool and the Gang. How blown away I was, you know, by the live performance as the opening act to Van Halen that we had watched and had so much fun with on that evening down in St. Louis. And so that's what started the conversation around the 30th anniversary and Kool and the Gang. And I thought, also, if you're going to have a celebration, the band that has the Celebrate song, that seemed to make a lot of sense. They were a very expensive act, though. And so I remember flying to Chicago and having lunch with some ADM executives and initiating this conversation. And to their great credit, they came through and made a really large donation that year to celebrate the 30th anniversary. And it ended up working out where Kool and the gang could be that big show amongst a whole lot of big shows that weekend. And that's how Kool and the gang arrived in Decatur, Illinois.
Well, that's awesome. That's a lot of fun. And they were a good pick for it. I mean, both in name and spirit, but also performance. It was excellent. But
when you look back on it, it was completely accidental. I mean, it wasn't like some grand plan. It was just, oh, here's a conversation, and oh, there's a conversation, mm-hmm. and they stepped up, and now that conversation can maybe become reality, and it did.
Wow, that's so fun. And that's how a lot of this entertainment world is by word of mouth or experiences that people have. I mean, you go to so many different shows, and like you, I've been to where I'm going to see the headliner and or maybe co-headliner, and I could care less, or I'm fine with or don't know anything about the other band, and I leave there going, oh my goodness, I should have been a fan this whole time, or man, they are excellent performer, you know. So I am someone who always gets there for the opening bands. I'm there for even the ones that aren't on the flyer.
Yeah.
You know, that sometimes you find out like 4 years later, they're a pretty big deal. And it's like, you were there to see them do their thing. And you're like, they'll probably be somebody someday. And sure enough, there they are.
Yes, and there's also those opening acts where you go, all right, well, I certainly understand why they're an opening act.
Yeah, they know whoever owns this place. They shouldn't even have been on the lineup at all. So it's funny. It's so funny.
Now that they're coming back, I can't wait.
Yeah, that's one of those that, you know, I was explaining to a touring act yesterday about Leonid and Fritz, and because they're considering wanting to play, they're looking for places to play in the United States, mainly in the Midwest. And I said, well, we've got this cool place. And I was explaining Leonid and Fritz. And the reason I'm bringing this up is, you know, Leonid and Fritz and a couple other acts that we saw there, at the Devon kind of took up the whole stage, and they kind of switched in and switched out, and they picked different instruments, and the whole night you're just like, this is a whole thing. This isn't just somebody standing there playing music. This is a whole experience. And our crowd loved it so much. They're like, we need Leonid and Friends back, you know? And I believe they were on the schedule for the year that got canceled and by popular demand. And Kool and the gang on that stage with the crowd that really responds to that kind of performance, it could be an early front runner. Granted, this is the first one announced, but it could be the early front runner for show of the year.
Oh, that setting with that right. stage full of incredible yeah. musicians and all of that soundtrack yeah. of your life,
mm-hmm.
Really, really good stuff.
Yes.
And I think they also owe a nod to Quentin Tarantino, who has used them very successfully, you know, in some soundtrack
for sure.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly. Now, an opening act that I absolutely detested, I remember going to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers at the United Center, and they had, I think it was the Drive-By Truckers as their opening act. Horrible.
Yeah, and it didn't really fit. Yeah.
Neither did Kool and the Gang in my head yeah. when I arrived at the arena in St. Louis. But once I was there and experienced it, it made all the sense in the world.
Yeah, I've been to a couple shows that were genre splits, you know, that are extreme genre splits where it's like full-fledged pop emo music to rap, you know, and it's like half the crowd is looking at the stage like, I wish this was over. And the other half is like, this is my favorite band. And then it yeah. was the exact opposite when the next band came on. And you know, you're surprised, but I like both in that scenario. And I walk away yeah. going, that was a great show.
Yeah. The Van Halen Kool and the Gang thing was just sort of an era thing.
Yeah.
It's like they were both around the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. So we'll put them on the same bill.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do listen to music differently. I mean, I think about our industry, you know, 20 years ago, a 95Q listener would never meet a Hot 105 listener or ever have any sort of crossover at all. And today that is not uncommon.
Yeah, in fact, there have been times where the number one country song is also the number one hip-hop or pop song because Nelly did a song with, you know, an artist or vice versa.
There's much more of a blend today, yeah. and I think we're better off for it. Mm-hmm. But that is a great show for the Devon.
Oh, that is a A+. Huge show. And that's not to, I think the Devon makes it an A plus. You know, if it were in a theater or something, that's a nice solid B, good show. But it, out at the Devon with that energy and that setting, it is exactly right. I think it's a perfect fit.
Now, you know, because you have been, over the years, for the Decatur Celebration and even in, the Devon, what it's like, that opening sort of like when they come out on stage mm-hmm. and you're in the pit and you're taking yeah. photos mm-hmm. or doing whatever. There is just an energy around that band that is hard to describe.
Oh yeah. It's like, they've sold good music, but they've sold the experience and they've sold the energy. And I mean, I know we're going to lean on their hit, Celebrate. Everybody.
Oh, there were a lot of hits.
Right. But that's their calling card. And if you can't get excited, a lot of people's happy moments in their life are tied to them and their music. And you hear the sounds that come along with that. People are going to be ecstatic about that. You're yeah. absolutely right.
And when you look at whether it's a trombone or mm-hmm. it's multiple saxophones and multiple guitars and a couple of drummers, I mean, you know, yes, the Who can make a lot of noise with three or four people, right? Right? They make a ton of noise with a whole lot of people.
Yeah, it's Phil and it's Sound by Force. And you're, to your point of when you're the crowd is worked up to a fever, you know, and there's that just right amount of pause between one band and the headliner, you know, where you're almost antsy, and then yep. you might see the lights come on and it's just the anticipation. And if it hits as hard as they do, you don't come in soft and you come out and throw one of these recognizable songs to kick it off. Guess what? You just started a party.
They made their debut album, came out in 1970.
Oh, wow.
And the origin of the band goes back to 1964, at least some of the members mm-hmm. getting together for the very first time. And Celebrate, that album came out in 1980. And when you think about the hits, and you think about all the songs, Ladies Night, Get Down On It, Fresh, Cherish, Joanna, Too Hot, Steppin' Out, Jungle Boogie, which is the one that Quentin Tarantino used so effectively. It just goes on and on and on. That is something to put on your optimism board of, yes, life is coming back.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, when you have that, you just listed a bunch of hit songs, right? The key is building the right set list to manipulate the crowd, to slow them down, to speed them up, to get them exactly where you want them. And I'm telling you right now, they're going to pick a hit and they're going to blast the door off to set the mood for that evening. And yep. then they're going to bring the house down at the end. So this is one of those that's going to be an energy, fun performance that get your tickets. Mike and the team over there have done a great job constructing the lineup, you know, in the history of the Devon so far, with a lot of variety and a lot of fun bands on their $5 Fridays. And, you know, it was a lot of fun to be there. And I think this is going to be another really good season.
Tickets are on sale February 12th at devonamphitheater.com.
Awesome. That's so cool.
Yes. So there you have it. Anyway, stories at nowdecatur.com if you want to check that out. We'd like to hear from you this morning about your drive song. I mean, what is that song, that particular song that you really, really, whether it's a daytime drive or a nighttime drive, even an early morning drive before the sun is up, it's either sun's out or it's dark. There's two different feels. I mean, in my mind.
Yeah, for sure. Some songs work for both, but you're absolutely right. You can capture the moment with the sun or with the moon, and they're two different ones for sure.
Cool and the Gang, May 22nd. And let's all fingers crossed hoping for all the best in the next couple of months to make that happen. All right, the Bitcoin thing, we touched on this a little earlier. I want to get into it a little on the other side of the break. This is such an alien world to me, and I don't mean that like, oh, why are these kids? I just this story about this software guy who may end up not having a chunk of money that is just astronomical because he can't remember his password just is the strangest story to me.
I know you
seem to like just go, eh. I mean, the idea that there's no other way.
What if you had a suitcase of cash and you just lost it?
Okay, that's a little different.
It's the same thing.
No, but to me, this is more like a bank account or investment portfolio. Okay, we'll get into it, and you can school me on this on the other side of the break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Hey, today we might have up to an inch of snow as it comes down right now. Mainly this afternoon, we'll see it. It's cloudy with a high of 34, and tonight we've got a 40% chance of snow, cloudy again with a low of 27. For Saturday, there's a chance of flurries throughout, cloudy with a high near 34. And Sunday, a chance of flurries, cloudy with a high just over 30. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 34 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:24.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
January's Blizzard of a Sale is happening right now at Shop on Main. Loads of items are now available at 50% off or more. Christmas decor, cuddly soft sweaters, warm fashion coats, and a lot of other items that'll be great for the cold, snowy days that lie ahead. Shop on Main is cleaning house to prepare for a fabulous 2021 with fresh new home decor, gifts, and casual, comfy apparel. It's time to kick off 2021 with a Blizzard of a Sale. Shop on Main, 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
I mask up because I want to keep my patients, my colleagues, my family, my friends, and myself safe.
I wear a mask because I want to protect my patients, family, and friends.
I mask up because it helps prevent the spread of the virus and keeps respiratory droplets contained.
The SIU Center for Family Medicine masks up for our community, and you should too.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, so the New York Times reported this week that around 20% of the existing 18.5 million Bitcoin are stranded in wallets. Now, the total value of this, just so you get an understanding of what we're talking about, is $140 billion that's stranded.
Yep, it's a lot of money.
Tell me why this isn't, I mean, why you think this is just the norm.
It's the norm because that's what you sign up for. That nobody is keeping your individual passkey. You've generated it yourself. No government can track it. No entity can come in and take it or pilfer it or do anything like that. That is the whole point of it. And so when you sign up, you have different levels and ways of encrypting it. I believe this guy was using some sort of physical device called an iron key that has an extra layer of protection. But, I mean, ultimately, this is your own personal responsibility. Otherwise, you should just put your money somewhere else.
All right. Stefan Thomas is his name. He's okay. A programmer living in San Francisco. I was wrong. It's not 260 million. It's 220 million. Still a lot of money.
Well, yeah.
And he has tried 8 times. He has 2 more chances.
Oh, my gosh.
Before he just loses $220 million.
Right. And I'm not trying to be heartless about this. This sucks. I mean, that's a fortune. The problem is this isn't as simple as calling tech support. They don't have your password. Nobody has your passkey. So it's not, I mean, and that is by design. That is literally what you signed up for. Unless you just were a casual person, you know, just trying to get in on a craze. And that's, I guess, what a lot of this stuff is. The people that have been protecting their Bitcoin or investing in it, they've taken their due diligence.
Okay. I just, my heart breaks for this
guy.
For
sure.
I mean, we're not talking about a $500 check you forgot or lost or didn't cash. This is $220 million.
Yeah.
And I think everybody can relate to forgetting your password.
Yeah, absolutely. But when they tell you all your money is tied to this password, you need to place it in a safe place, you probably should heed that warning.
I don't disagree. I'm just wondering, isn't there, so there's no end around. I mean, what you're telling me is this is it. I mean, this is a real story.
Yes.
This guy has 2 more chances before he loses $220 million.
Yeah, nobody
forever.
Else has it. Unless he finds his password somewhere, nobody else has it. There's no one to get it from. There is no tech support on this. There's none of that. He made it up.
I understand that. I really do.
I feel bad. I hope I didn't lose mine now that I'm all nervous about it.
Yeah, you should probably think about that. All right, we've got to take a break for the bottom of the hour stories and news. A lot to get to here today, folks. You're listening to The Company, the Friday edition. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Busey Bank is holding a campaign to benefit the Salvation Army Men's Shelter. Busey is looking to drive awareness, volunteerism, and funds within the community. And their January sock drive will benefit local shelters in each of the communities that they serve. Busey Bank of Decatur's donations will go to the Salvation Army of Decatur. Socks are the number one requested item at shelters, and their goal is to donate as many as possible. Donations will be accepted through January 29th. The United Way of Illinois is launching a 21-week equity challenge next week. Following a year of unrest and strife, this free online learning program will provide lessons and resources for Illinoisans to learn about racial issues and systemic inequalities together. The equity challenge encourages individuals, families, friends, and coworkers to have racial equity conversations to gain a deeper understanding about the impact systemic racism and inequality have on our state and in our local communities. United, we can help create a stronger, more equitable Illinois economy and stronger, more inclusive Illinois communities. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to Nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. He calls it the American Rescue Plan. President-elect Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus financial relief and stimulus package he wants Congress to pass.
It includes another stimulus check for qualified Americans, this one for $1,400 on top of the $600 checks already approved by Congress.
$2,000 is going to go a long way to ease that pain.
Billions would also go for COVID vaccines and testing, but some Republicans are concerned about the cost.
Fox's Jill Nato. Eight people are hurt when a bus goes off an overpass in New York City.
The bus driver lost control trying to make a left turn to get to a ramp, winding up crashing onto Interstate 95 below. It was an articulated bus, so the back half remained on the overpass, the front half just about touching the pavement of the highway below, with the bendy middle stretched.
Fox's Rob Dawson. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we might see up to an inch of snow. It's coming down now, but it's going to be mainly this afternoon. It'll be cloudy day with a high of 34. Tonight we've got a 40% chance of more snow. It'll be cloudy with a low of 27. For Saturday, there's a chance of flurries throughout, cloudy with a high of 34. And Sunday, chance of more flurries, more clouds, and a high just over 30. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is holding at 34 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. Right now we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed lower on Thursday, and the Dow was down 69 points to 30,992. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed lower as well, losing 14 and 16 points, respectively. The Russell 2000, a small cap index, showed strong gains, however, climbing more than 2% as prospects for further economic stimulus improved. In economic news, unemployment data came in worse than consensus expectations. In European trading, the London FTSE was down 0.87%, and the DAX in Frankfurt was down 0.97%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 0.62%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 3/32, yielding 1.1%. Gold futures were down $4 even at $1,847.80. Crude oil futures were down 63 cents at $52.94 a barrel. And on this last day of the trading week, the Dow is trading at 30,815, a negative 173 points, ADM at 52.50, Ameren 73.76, Caterpillar 193.27, Norfolk Southern 250.15, PPG 148.96, Tate & Lyle 36.70, and Mueller Water 12.38. And my final Martin Luther King quote this week: the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing Tuesday morning. Nick and I will be off on Monday for the MLK holiday and back in the saddle Tuesday morning. All right, we still have the CES. They wrapped it up yesterday. Thursday was the final day. I've got nine attention-grabbing inventions. I've got some smart home gadgets I want to talk about. What was your takeaway from the final day of the CES?
You know, we just saw a lot more. I spent the final day kind of looking at the stuff that I like, the gaming chair, you know, some of these robots.
The one we talked about yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, some of these new robots, a lot of the new screens and technology there, and trying to figure out some of the use cases, the cars, you know, autonomous driving. It was big. Also, I think Sony, it was maybe demoed flying cars. Just a lot of, I like on the final day, especially, I love to look at, the stuff that is in the future, you know, like the stuff that would be in a movie. On the first few days, I want to see what can I get my hands on now? What's coming real quick? But at the end, I go, all right, let's blow the doors off this thing. Let's see what's coming in the next decade or so. And so that was where I was at. Did you see anything in particular that you?
I was reading the Smithsonian Magazine piece about stuff that they sort of found interesting. The disinfecting bots,
yes.
I thought were very interesting. The air safety virus monitors, you know, things that Steve's been talking about with Liaison, you know, about your home health, the cooking robots, which I find interesting. You know, if you like to cook, you know, you're always going to cook, right? Mm-hmm. If you like to do laundry, and there are people that like to do laundry, I mean, you're going to do laundry. But for a lot of people, people don't like these types of chores.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I wonder how much of that we're going to be handing off to technology.
Yeah, and some of that could be a hybrid. So if you're somebody who likes to cook and stand over the stove and mix ingredients, but you hate chopping up onions or you hate, you know, stirring stuff, like that's where bots could really just let you focus on the stuff you like to do.
Right. I thought we talked about the roll-up technology, but I saw a roll-up chessboard.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, fascinating. Mm-hmm. You think beyond your phone, you know, or your tablet, you know, what does all of that mean? The yoga teacher in a mat, you know, as like home exercise mm-hmm. becomes even more popular. Literally, does that mat, you know, that yoga mat become, you know, the housing for
sure.
that technology.
Mm-hmm. We're seeing that in mirrors, you know, and we've seen the Peloton with the bike, but we're also seeing the same thing with punching bags. And I believe maybe Bowflex or Nautilus, one of those is getting into that same sort of thing. But, you know, I think when we saw Microsoft switch their focus from being a hardware company to like 90% software, that tells you that they're going to be less dependent on the device as much as they are delivering it to you, because everything is becoming a smart device, you know, and if they can make the software that goes to your crock pot, that goes to your yoga mat, that goes to your phone or your airplane, that's where they need to be. And I think that signaled that the full-fledged green light for devices are going to be continued to be innovated by all the manufacturers, but software is where it's at.
Yeah. Now, here is something the size of your washing machine that is really interesting to me, and it's a home recycling center.
Oh, man.
Now, this is crazy, right? Because
I didn't see that.
China is no longer accepting, you know, the world's recycling. And when you think about your soda cans, your milk cartons, whatever, it's about the size of a washing machine, and it's called the Lasso. It steam cleans, sorts, grinds up glass, plastic, metal recycling, and it depending on how much you consume, it will fill up anywhere from 3 to 8 times a year, and then you schedule a pickup.
Oh my goodness, do you know how much it costs?
Not a clue.
That right there, I think, makes – I think that type of thing could end up being standard issue in homes. I mean,
yeah.
For sure it could. I mean, we probably put out 85% recycling versus 15% garbage. And that right there, I mean, would do that the right way. It would, that would be huge.
Another interesting thing, according to Smithsonian, was the balcony beekeeping box.
Yeah, that's a hobby that's on the rise.
It's just a plexiglass cube that you can literally have bees.
Oh, wow. That is fatal to me, but it's pretty interesting.
And then you can make your own honey, harvest honey, without having to suit up like an astronaut, but it's small enough to even keep like on an urban balcony. I mean, you could literally be an amateur beekeeper.
Oh, cool.
Now, you don't really think about that, but the technology is you don't have to have the hood and the suit. I mean, it separates out on its own.
Mm-hmm.
You've watched those guys go in and spray that stuff and pull out the things and get the honey, and they're covered with bees. This is literally looks like a plexiglass cube that does it all automatically.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You know, we'll see. I think these shows are incredible to me because they show us where we already are. And to your point earlier, they show us where we're heading and what we could be.
Yeah, it is looking up at the moon. It is and wondering how can we get there. But here's the scary part. Some of the stuff we're doing, I mean, some of these things that we couldn't imagine or, you know, it would seem so foreign to us, we are now doing them. And we're able to take things at molecular levels or, you know, they're going to get to the point where the technology is going to be readily available, where you walk into your home and it's wired in such a way that your phone starts charging. You don't even need to take it out of your pocket.
You don't even have to worry about it.
Right.
That's exactly right. One of the things that I love about the technology is X-Fi Advanced Security, because if it's connected, it's protected. X-Fi Advanced Security delivers a smarter, more secure home network, from laptops and mobile phones to home cameras, smart thermostats, your refrigerator. Get an added peace of mind with protection for all your connected devices. As I sit here talking to you, I have 6 devices on this desktop that are connected to Wi-Fi. 6! And that's just this desk. It's not even all the devices connected in the room I'm sitting in. And you can imagine we're going to have more and more of this. So if people are bad actors, and we know they are, they're trying to get remote access to your devices from unknown sources. There's so much being thrown at you on a daily basis. Let X-Fi Advanced Security take care of that for you. It adapts to your home Wi-Fi network and gets smarter over time, keeping up with new threats. It sends you real-time alerts. Most often, you don't have to do anything. It's already taken care of for you. Every once in a while, you'll have an action item for you to take care of yourself. But I can tell you, it gives you unbelievable peace of mind to know that if it's connected, it's protected. And in this crazy world we're living in, isn't it nice to be able to at least cross that off your list of things to worry about? Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Take that concern off your list. Our concern list has been a little longer than normal. Scratch it off. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
How would you like to have a say in how your donations are used in our community? With the Community Foundation of Macon County's Give 365 Giving Circle, you do. Through the Give 365 Giving Circle, when you donate just $1 a day for a year, you have a vote in how the funds are used. Just think of all of the good you can do for our community organizations, schools, seniors, kids, the arts, food banks, animals, and so much more with $365 a year. You can donate monthly or a one-time payment. And when your donations are combined with other Give 365 Giving Circle donations, we can do even more for the community. Let's work together to make a more powerful impact. Donate for yourself, with your spouse, or as a family or group to make a difference. Sign up for the Community Foundation of Macon County's Give 365 Giving Circle today and have your say at MaconCountyGives.org.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Chuckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep truckin', like the dude of man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep.
We're back here on a Friday. A couple of notable deaths of the past couple of days. Fred Rogers' widow, Joanne Rogers, passed away. The other part of Siegfried and Roy. I get those guys and always have confused.
Yeah, it was the other one passed away of COVID last year, right? Is that correct?
The one that was attacked, to me it's the guy with dark hair or the guy with blonde hair. And I can never remember which one's Roy and which one's Siegfried, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, the other one did, as you said, but he was the one that was mauled during a show. I've never really, I'm not a hater by any stretch of the imagination. I never understood the allure of that whole thing.
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of magic. You know, I like Penn and Teller. I like all the different touring acts. David Blaine's my favorite. I never really bought in on Siegfried and Roy. I don't know why. It just seemed very different to my palate. So I don't know a whole lot about them.
They were so inherently Las Vegas, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
The hair, the costumes, the white tigers, the magic, the mansion with the tigers laying around, the decoration, the decor, like everything, like you could, where else does that fit in the United States of America outside of Las Vegas, Nevada?
Nowhere. Nowhere at all. Mike Tyson's house, maybe?
Didn't he live in Las Vegas?
I guess.
That
might do it.
So Siegfried Fischbacher was his name, and he was the blonde.
Yep. Okay.
Now, neither one of their hair color was actually their hair color for the last 50 years.
No way.
But that guy always looked really good, right?
Yeah, they looked awesome.
Roy Horn died in May from complications caused by COVID-19, as you mentioned. He was 75 years old, and Siegfried was 81.
Oh, my goodness. I wouldn't have... That's the thing that I'm learning now as we go through this more and more is the age of the people adds up. You know, you say to somebody, hey, that was 25 years ago. Fine. That's fine. That seems reasonable. But they were 60 25 years ago, you know, and you're up to 85. It's like.
Right. And they met in 1957 on a cruise ship where Siegfried was working as a steward and an entertainer. And he brought up a young Roy who was a captain's bellboy, whatever that is, to assist in his nightly magic show. And he fell in love as a kid in 1939 when he was 8 years old. He saw a magic book in a shop in Germany. I mean, it is a pretty remarkable story, whether it's your taste or not.
Yeah.
That a 9-year-old kid in Germany, in 1939, ends up becoming one of the all-time best-selling acts in the history of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. A couple times in Vegas, I had thought about, you know, hey, if I get a free minute, I'll go check this show out. Even though it's not my thing, you know, magic and the fact that it was an institution, you know, it's one of those things that I kind of wish I had seen, even if it wasn't my exact flavor.
So what are the top magic acts? You know, I mean, because you have Penn and Teller.
Uh-huh.
You have David Copperfield. Mm-hmm. You have Lance. What was Lance's last name? I'm just thinking about Vegas magicians. Because really, that's you know, outside of David Blaine or whatever, or some TV specials, you know, Vegas is where that lived.
Yeah, there's a couple touring acts, the Illusionists, the Champions of Magic. You've got Chris Carbonaro. He has his own TV show, The Carbonaro Effect.
And where do I find that on TV? Because I've never heard
TNT
of it.
TNT or True TV. It's kind of a comedy one. He plays pranks with magic. And then you've got You said David Blaine already. You've got Chris Angel, who's
Chris Angel. I remember that was around for a while.
Yeah. So there, I mean, it's not huge. Doogie Howser, Neil Patrick Harris. He's kind of the
an amateur one.
Yeah, he's an amateur. And there's this whole society of magicians in Hollywood. They actually have like a secret club and all that.
Yeah, that there's always been that, right? Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. that goes back to Houdini and right. and everything else. But really, in American popular culture, Las Vegas has been home base.
Yeah, for sure. There's no question about that.
And there would be like big TV events. Somebody's going to make a plane disappear.
Yeah, or an elephant. I watched David Copperfield do that with an elephant. I saw him at Kirkland as a younger person.
Yeah, and how did that show translate? Like in a venue like Kirkland Fine Arts Center?
That one was pretty cool. It didn't have the same scope, and Copperfield relies on the scope, you know.
Yes.
And so that
hard
didn't
to make a jet plane mm-hmm. disappear in Kirkland.
Right. And then I saw David Blaine in person in St. Louis, and he is more like, I want you to see this up close. I want you to not question the tricks or any of that. I want you to see it with your own eyes. And that translated to maybe the best show I've ever seen of any kind, because it was just so intimate and in my face that it made the magic seem more believable.
And then everybody has their own take. Like Lance Burton, I don't think ever was famous outside of Las Vegas. I mean, like he wasn't the TV guy, but he was maybe one of the longest selling acts in like the history of Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, he was the staple, you know, I'm assuming that was probably in the 80s and 90s, if my memory serves me right. But he was one of those two or three guys for sure.
Penn and Teller, which had magic, but it was more about the comedy.
Yes. And they,
so everybody had their own take on it.
Yeah, and Penn and Teller has evolved into, you know, several shows, one of which is they have a show called, like, Fool Me, where they have magicians come out and do a trick, and they're, like, on a panel where they're the judges. And if they know how they did it, they'll kind of give them some industry words like, hey, I think if you pulled the bottle, you might know, you know. And so they go, yeah, you got me. But if they didn't, then they get invited back, and they've wowed them. So that's kind of a cool way to interact with magic.
Here's a name from the past, Doug Henning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely from
in the past. He died at the age of 52 in 2000. I didn't realize that. I hadn't even thought about it. You can picture the hair and the mustache, right?
Right.
Interesting. I feel like maybe there are plenty of young people doing that. I mean, they had that show, The Magicians, that was very popular. They had those couple of movies with Morgan Freeman.
The Prestige and The Illusionist?
No, I'm talking about the ones
Now You See Me?
Yes, and then there was a sequel that I don't think I ever watched.
That's good.
So it's still, I guess, around.
Yeah.
But it feels like one of those things that will be a distant memory.
I think what it is now is what it will continue to be, you know, because it's still there, but it's not front and center on anybody. It'll take somebody like a David Blaine to really put it back in people's faces, and he's kind of it turned into endurance, you know, in feats of his body instead of the magic specials. So it's hard to say.
All right.
His Netflix specials are money back guarantee. They are excellent, especially he has a new-ish, like last couple of years where he does it with all the celebrities, like going into Harrison Ford's house or, you know, Kanye West's recording studio and stuff.
I've never seen this. Thank you. I've got a three-day weekend coming up. I'll put that on the list.
It's awesome.
All right. Let's take the last break of the hour. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Got quite a bit of that white stuff coming down right now.
Yeah, it's blowing down at like 45 degrees, so it's pretty windy. We're going to see maybe up to an inch of it, mainly this afternoon. It'll be cloudy with a high of 34. Tonight, we've got a 40% chance of snow, cloudy again with a low of 27. Saturday, chance of flurries throughout. It'll be cloudy with a high near 34. And Sunday, chance of flurries, cloudy with a high just over 30. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 34 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:53.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition.
For more than 150 years, Busey Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. Busey's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at Busey.com. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Welcome back. I would highly encourage you, if you know someone or you yourself are having a hard time dealing right now, and I feel like there's an awful lot of people out there that are in this situation. We have a new series that just started this week with Crossing Healthcare about mental wellness and stopping the stigma, and you can go to NowDecatur.com to see the first of those. You can listen to the podcast or watch the video. Very illuminating conversation to me when I went back to listen to it. Just about how people are struggling out there, or people in your family are struggling, and maybe you don't know what to do to help. It's going to be a 12-part series. We're going to dig down into a lot of areas, and just acknowledging or being aware that there is an issue is, you know, a lot of the battle.
Yeah,
and getting past the stigmas that are out there about mental health.
It's important for all of us to learn about the signs and the symptoms that you might see of things coming about, not only for yourself, but the people around you. And we're starting to talk about it, and people are starting to share their stories. And this series, you know, I imagine will be very helpful to maybe start some of these conversations and to maybe become educated on how to deal with things that seem so hard. Because how can I look my family in the eye and say, hey, you've got some problems. You know, how can you do that? But you need to. And we need to learn the way to be able to do that so we can get help.
And then there is a rocky road to help, in all honesty. The infrastructure isn't where it should be. And so we'll be tackling all these issues. And I want to thank Tanya and her crew and Lindsay for putting that together. You can see the first video or listen to it as a podcast at NowDecatur.com. Just click on the mental wellness partner page there on the main page, and it will take you to that. And all of those will live and be aggregated there over the next coming weeks. And part two next week with Mary Garrison, who's literally written a book about dealing with this and how to deal with this. It's it's an interesting conversation. I want to take a couple of minutes to thank the law enforcement folks in our country, the people here locally, which you know I am a big fan of, our sheriff's office, our Decatur Police Department, our park police, and everyone in between. You know, they have had an unbelievable year, as many have. They continue to have all that they have to deal with on a normal basis, right, which is more than what most people would be able to put up with. But right now, with all the heightened stuff that's going on out there, I keep thinking about that Capitol police officer leading those people away from the Senate chambers, and they're suggesting he get a medal from Congress, yes, like yesterday. And then all of those National Guardsmen and women who are on patrol and guarding our nation's capital, as sad as that is for me to look at and see, I just want you to take a minute to think about the sacrifice that these men and women do every single day. They put on a uniform, they go to work, they don't know if they're going to be in harm's way, they don't know what's coming their way, and they literally are that last line of defense between the people in this society who think that violence is the way to go, and I don't care whether you're a drug dealer or you're some right-wing Christian guy that thinks it's okay to kidnap the Speaker of the House. This is what they deal with every day of their lives. And your service is noted, and the gratitude is there. I just hope everyone keeps their head next week.
I'm right there with you, Brian. Thank you to all of you out there that do that for us, because we wouldn't be able to do any of the things that we do without their presence. No question.
And unfortunately, as people, we've proven that we need law and order because we evidently can't do it for ourselves. Everyone, have a great weekend. Don't forget to sign up for the refresh. And if you missed any of the show today or anything that we do, podcasts courtesy of the Bob Brady Auto Mall, available anywhere you get your podcast, including NowDecatur.com. We'll have Monday off. We'll be back with you Tuesday morning. Be good. We'll see you then.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 6,652 new confirmed and probable cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 88 additional confirmed deaths. Macon County officials reported the death of one resident, a female in her 80s. Officials also reported 72 new COVID-19 cases. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 1,052,682 cases, including 17,928 deaths in 102 counties in Illinois. The preliminary 7-day statewide positivity rate is now 6.8%. Richland Community College has...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.